We also want prestige. We want to be respected in our community. We want recognition for our accomplishments. That's why prizes and companies that are continually doing things for their people that make them feel valuable are companies that are more successful. We want social status. The psychological needs are the deepest of all subconscious needs and the ones that we will pay the most to satisfy. We also want power. We want influence. We want popularity. We want self-expression. For instance, one of our drives is to be thought to be up to date, to be current, to be modern. Many people will make a buying decision because this is the newest product in the market, and they want to be ahead of the pack. Some people make a buying decision because they're the first ones who are buying this product. They want to be the first ones in their market with it. So these are very, very important needs that people have. We also know that people want comfort and they want security. They want companionship. They want knowledge. They want understanding. They want self-actualization. They want to feel that they are growing toward the realization of their potential. They want to feel that they're becoming everything they're capable of becoming. They want to feel that they're not missing anything in life. This is one of our great drives. We want to feel that somehow we're smelling all the flowers along the way. And products that appeal to that, whether it's a trip to Tahiti with Club Med, whether it's a life insurance policy that will guarantee that our family will be taken care of no matter what happens to us in life, whether it's a new home in a suburb that when our friends come, they'll admire us and respect us because we're doing so well. These are deep needs. Self-preservation is also a need. That's why life insurance and safety gadgets and materials are so important. All buying decisions are emotional. This is very important, and one of the most critical things is that all decisions are emotional in origin. Try to say that there's a difference between emotion and logic. No, there's not. All decisions are emotion. Everything that we do is 100% emotional. If we say we're going to do this for logical reasons, it's just that means that we have more emotion invested in that reason than we have in another reason. The basic emotions that we talked about are desire for gain, desire to be better off, and fear of loss, fear of being worse off. And we know one thing about emotions is that it takes a stronger emotion to overcome a weaker emotion. That it's always the stronger emotion that predominates in decision making. So if a person has the fear of loss, the fear of making a mistake, the fear of making a failure, that's an emotion. The only way that we can overcome that emotion is by making the desire for gain, the desire to be better off, the desire to be more comfortable, more popular, more admired, rich, respected, up to date, making that desire more intense than the fear of loss, than the emotion involved with fear. And whenever a person says, well, I'd like to think about it, or I'm not sure, or let me talk it over with someone, what they are saying is that you have not aroused my desire to own or enjoy the benefits of your product to the point that you have overcome my fear of loss or making a mistake. That's all they're saying, is that you have not given me enough value reasons to cause me to make a buying decision. In other words, we're still out of balance. My fear of loss is still greater than my desire for gain, which means it's up to you to put more and more on that scale, more weight on the scale of value, to take away from the emphasis on loss. Business people buy for one reason. When you're selling to business people who sell for resale, they buy for one reason. If a person is going to buy from you to resell, then they're concerned only with net profit. Business people who are buying products or services, if you're selling directly to businesses and the business people use it themselves, they are also concerned with improved profits. They're not concerned with what the product is, they're concerned with the benefit, and the benefit is always greater profits. Now, there's several ways that you can get greater profits. You can cut costs. That increases profits. You can increase productivity, holding costs constant. That increases profits. Or you can improve performance, either of machinery or of people. That improves profits. You can get greater sales volume as a result of using your product or service. That increases profits, holding costs constant. I've had many people say, I just can't get through to business people. And let me give you one example. A woman who was selling office automation systems. She said to me, I just can't seem to get appointments. I call up and I say that we do office automation consulting, and I know that because of our experience, we can really save people a lot of money if they'll have us in and give us a chance to examine their facilities and so on. We can find ways to save them money. I said, well, how do you approach people? Well, she said, what I do is I telephone and I say, I am Betty Dean from Office Automation Products, and we'd like an opportunity to come in and show you how some of our products can increase your efficiency and the smoothness of your administration. And they say, no, thank you. I'm too busy. We don't have the time right now. We're out of money. We don't have it in the budget, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, look, why don't you try it a little bit differently? And she made the big mistake of trying to sell on the phone. Next time you make an appointment, call up and say, we have developed a method whereby you can save 20 to 30% in your office administration costs. It would take me about 10 minutes to show you and to tell you about it. And ask for an appointment. she found that she got appointments all the time. Because people weren't interested in office automation products and electronic information transfer and all that. They're interested in saving money. They're interested in increasing profits. If you're talking to somebody who is in administration, they're interested in cutting costs. If you're talking to somebody who's in marketing or sales, who owns the company or is a principal in the company, they're interested in increasing profits. So always talk about your product in terms of what they want, not in terms of what you're selling. Because if your product cannot improve the operations of an existing business so that they either increase their revenues, holding costs constant, or decrease their costs, holding revenues constant, then you shouldn't be selling it to them, should you? In all honesty. In other words, if you cannot improve their condition, you can't sell the product to them. Psychologically, it is impossible for human beings to make a decision to end up worse off than before. We cannot make a decision that will specifically, concretely end us up worse off than we were before. We can only make decisions to improve ourselves. The alternative is to not make a decision at all. And people who do not make decisions at all are people who are not convinced that they're going to be better off as a result of using the product or service. And that's where all of our job has to be, is to prove that the benefits that we are offering are the benefits that are going to be enjoyed.